Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
One thing I didn't say in this clip from my conversation with Brian Linder, the 100 Words podcast, is there really is no finish line. Now, I didn't really understand that or internalize that until, well, after this conversation. But the idea being that you're always in a process of continual improvement. There isn't a, okay, you get to a point where you're done, you're going to stop doing all these crazy things you've been doing. It's more complicated than that. And in fact, it's, you know, I think back to what I've heard Kyle Shanahan say, who's a coach of the San Francisco 49ers. It says, you're never staying the same. You're either getting better or worse every day. And, you know, it's a choice as to which you do, but you always want to try and get better every day. And you always want to try and achieve something or do the right things that are going to get you to the right direction. Now you can do all of the right things and you may still not achieve your exact goals, but you know, if you don't do the right things that you're not going to achieve your goals. So it is something that is important. And, you know, as we continue in the conversation, you'll hear us talk about some of that, even though I hadn't had the full thoughts that I have now about it, which is, yeah, there's not really a finish line in all of this. It's going to be a continual process that's going to go on until I'm dead.
You had a long view for the weight loss, right? But you weren't looking for short-term gratification. Or no, in the beginning you were. Tell us about that beginning. Now, remember, people listening that maybe are more at the beginning of their journey, what was it like for you when you first started out?
Well, that was really, and my goal was not to lose weight. I said, if I lose weight, that's great, right? It wasn't part of my, that wasn't part of my thing. It's like, okay, I want to reverse type 2 diabetes. All these things that involve medication and management, you know, I want these things out of my life, right? Because I don't like where it leads, right? So, and to me, right, the goal was not to lose weight. The goal was to reverse type 2 diabetes. Now, I happened to lose a whole bunch of weight in the process.
Weight loss was a secondary benefit, obviously, but that was not your primary why.
That was not my primary why. I knew that was going to happen as a result of it, but I'm less concerned about that number. Now, yeah, as I say, I might track it like somebody who is concerned about that number. And honestly, I'll tell you that there's a number I'm targeting, and it's half the weight I used to be. And there's just a certain sort of, it's like the Beatles song. I'm not half the man I used to be. Well, I'm trying to be half the man I used to be.
You will be half the man. Now, having a goal that you have not yet attained like that, and we're talking about goal achievement now, that drives you, right? I mean, if you'd reached the goal, I don't want to say disastrous, because if you could see Damon, and we'll have to share a few pictures of him. As a matter of fact, when we launch the podcast, we'll show you a before and an after so you can see it. Yeah. But, you know, having that goal to be half of yourself, does that drive you every day? I mean, maybe if you never achieve it, it still drives you, or no, you will achieve it one day and then have to set another one.
Yeah, well, there's with my exercise that I blew past my goal last year because there was no traveling going on, so I had more time to work on it. But I think my goal now, right? There is a weight loss goal, and it looks like it's achievable. And it's funny because I set the initial goal. I said, okay, I'll go with my initial goal. So I was, let's say, I had gotten over 330 pounds. I don't know exactly where on that scale I was, but that's the number. That's the last number I remember.
There, 330. Where are you now? If you don't mind,
I'm about 180 now. And so
that's unbelievable, man. Congratulations. Yeah. That's seriously unbelievable. Yeah.
And it's taken 4 years, and that first year I lost a bunch of weight, and the second, you know, and said every year after that I've lost a bit more. Right. And so I didn't gain the COVID-19. I lost, last year I lost, there's times where it goes up or down a few pounds, or, you know, I might trend the wrong direction, but then I recorrect and then I'm back down again. So I think that's part, you have to realize that weight loss isn't a linear journey, and sometimes you're going to what appears to stall, right? And that's why I say don't just focus on the scale. I focused on things, you know, what actually got me really excited with all of this, with losing weight, when I did start losing massive amounts of weight, was I can go to the store and buy clothing. You know, Yeah, but I mean, not just going into, like, you know, because it used to be when I was, I had to order out of the catalog because I couldn't go to Costco or Target or whatever and buy clothing because I didn't have it in my size. And And I remember, you know, that time where I could go into the store. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I can go to the big and tall section of this one store, right? But I didn't do that very often because it's not that close, but it's not something I want to just go do on a regular basis. But now, you know, I can go to Costco and like, oh, I can go buy a pair of shorts, or I can go buy t-shirts, right? It's like I'm kind of almost at the other end of that spectrum, right, in terms of size, because I'm like, okay, well, I'm at the, because it used to be that I was over, you know, whatever, you know, the cutoff for some of their stuff was like 42 inches or whatever. And now I'm almost at the other end of that. Right. So it's like, okay, so I'm, you know, my waist,
the low
is,
end.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm shrinking, right. Which is kind of cool. Right. But that's actually, you know, one of the things you can measure, right. Cause there's debate about like, okay, is BMI a good thing? And I don't know if you've seen the guy that they're doing that for at work, they're doing the, they've got this fitness trainer guy, right.
I should mention that Damon and I are both employed at a place called Checkpoint Software is our living making. So that's how we've known each other for, I don't know what it is already, 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah. It's a long time.
But in any case, yeah. Yes, I know what he's doing. I myself am training for an Ironman, so I'm not really in touch with the wellness track at Checkpoint. But go ahead, yeah. talk a little bit about what he said.
But this guy, he's a bodybuilder, right? So if you look at the BMI for this guy, it's probably way over what it should be for his height, right? And you know, I think it really comes down to composition. The BMI doesn't really tell you much of anything, right? So you know, but what does tell you something is your waist height ratio. And whatever your unit of measurement is, you still get the same ratio. And so if that's at like 0.5, which is that's a good place to be. And if it's less than that, that's better. If it's more than that, then you might have some issues. And because you could be bulkier in your, legs and your torso, but your waist is going to be pretty small if you don't have a ton of fat. But and I still have some, and that's so I'm not, you know, this, I'm not where I think,
but it's all relative. Yeah.
But it's all relative, right? Yeah. Compared to where I was, right. It's a significant improvement. And I honestly think it's a work in progress, and I don't get frustrated about day-to-day fluctuations. I know that that's part of the journey, but I'm directionally going the correct direction. So there is an app that I use on my phone called Happy Scale that I plug my weights into.
Happy Scale.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it just,
and what do you do with it?
And so I just plug my weights into it, and it actually draws a little graph. So I'll send you a couple of graphs just for the, put in the show notes, but,
okay.
But what it does is it tries to even out some of the, you know, the day-to-day fluctuations, and let's face it, the scales aren't always accurate either. Right. And that's something else I've discovered is that different scales will give you different numbers
it's not what you want. Just get the scale that finally gives you a number that you want.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. This is supposed to be funny. That was supposed to be. Yeah,
that's pretty, you're absolutely right.
Just keep weighing yourself on all the scales you have until you're like, hey, you get what you want. Anyway, so it smooths out some of the spikiness or the dippiness of the.
Yeah, it gives you a floating average, right, of where you're at. So it gives you the direction. Okay, things are headed the right direction or things are not. And by the way, sometimes not losing weight for a period of time is actually okay, right? In fact, it's your, because let's face it, anybody that's overweight has been overweight probably for a very long time, and they didn't get that way
relative to the amount of time they're losing the weight. They've been overweight much, much longer, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you didn't become overweight overnight. So it's going to take you a long time to get rid of it. So you absolutely have to take a long view on this stuff if you want lasting change. And I think that's true with whatever approach you take, that you do have to take the long view and realize that day-to-day blips are going to happen.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.